This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition, ninth day of July 2020, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. We are live, as a matter of fact, from the PetroServe USA studios.
Beautiful.
What's on your mind? Lunch specials around the state of North Dakota. Valley City today, pulled pork French dip. Had that French dip last week when we were out there.
Oh. Actually, oh, you.
It's actually, yeah, that's a bulky sandwich, let me just say that. Harwood, meatloaf dinner today for lunch. 12th Avenue North in Fargo. They get that breakfast tater tot hot dish in West Main Avenue and West Fargo Salisbury steak today. Remember, all the lunch specials, two sides and a bun. They got the 4 for $4 where you get a single topping pizza, two cookies, 20-ounce soda, $4 every day, all day at all the PetroServe USAs. Go to PetroServeUSA.com, find out more. Look, Leon Francis is back for Scott Hennin. How about that?
Man, I must be doing something right.
There you go.
You guys have me back, and I love it. I'm still waiting on that bowl of grits, though.
Sorry. You know what? I was literally thinking I'm going to do that tomorrow.
Yep.
But next time you're here, I told Scott, you got to give me a little advance, and we're gonna find. We have a grill right outside. I'm going to fire up the grill. We're going to do some shrimp and grits.
Oh, good. See?
My take.
See?
But I learned from a great Cajun chef in San Antonio, Texas, so I'm pretty confident you'll dig them.
No, you guarantee.
Yeah, I won't guarantee.
Guarantee.
But I'm pretty sure.
Good deal. I am so stoked right now. You know who we have on the line?
I do.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a fan as well.
Oh, he's the sage from South Central. He's one of the guys that shaped my worldview, my political worldview, and my worldview overall. Larry Elder, author, radio talk show host, documentary filmmaker. He made Uncle Tom, an oral history of the American black conservative. He has a couple of books out, one of which kind of mirrored my life a little bit. You know, I love reading books where I can go, you know, wow, now that makes sense to me. And that was Larry Elder's book, Dear Father, Dear Son. So, without further ado, I'm going to welcome him to the North Dakota airwaves. What's on your mind? Larry Elders, welcome.
Leon, thank you so much. You guys are killing me with all of this grit stuff. I haven't had breakfast yet. My mom is from Huntsville, Alabama. Grew up on grits. Knock it off. I can't do the interview. I'm slobbing over here.
See what you do to me there, Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm with you, man.
What, one question before we get into deep, deep things. Sugar grits or butter, salt, and pepper?
Oh, I don't put any salt and pepper on it. I put sugar on it. And my parents hated that. My dad would put salt and pepper on grits. I don't get that.
Oh, man.
My dad put salt on watermelon. What is that all about?
So, you see, I'm on the other side. I got one friend, Kevin. He is a sugar grid guy. I am not. I like some over easy eggs in there, a little salt, a little pepper.
Oh, I'm cheesy. I'm cheesy grits.
Cheesy?
Yeah, I'm all about cheesy grits. Yeah.
But now I'm gonna have to try that.
Yeah, there you go.
We have to find out one further thing, gentlemen. Who puts ketchup on their eggs?
I do.
I do not.
Got an egg sandwich, I will, yep.
Yeah. You can get the death penalty for that in my house.
Good man.
On eggs, really?
Yeah, I don't understand it either, but, you know, it's North Dakota, so they think a little differently up here. I'm going to get kicked off the airwaves, but anyway. All right, what I wanted to talk to you about is we've had so much misinformation out here in the ether. The mainstream media is just pumping this whole, you know, if you're black, you're oppressed. Larry Elder, right. Did you know that you are an oppressed person? Did you know that?
You know, it's funny. When Obama got elected, I'm old school, Leon. I still get the L.A. Times, New York Times thrown at my house. So I go outside, I pick it up, and on the front page there are these color pictures of all these black parents holding their kids saying, oh, my goodness, now for the first time in my life I can tell my kid he or she can be all he or she can be, and I can really mean it, meaning that they were just lying before. My mom and my dad told me I could be all I could be when I was 7 years old. And that was in the 50s. It never yep. occurred to me that I was oppressed. My father, as you know from my book, never met his biological father. He was thrown out of the house when he was 13 years old by his irresponsible mother. He just did anything he could. He ended up being a Pullman porter on the trains, came out to California once, and decided, kind of made a mental note out of it, maybe he'd relocate here, because unlike the places in the South, Leon, you walk into a restaurant in L.A. and you can get served as a black person. He's blown away by that.
Yeah.
And so the war starts. My dad joins the Marines. He's stationed on Guam. He's a staff sergeant, learns how to cook, goes back to Chattanooga where he met and married my mom to get him a job as a cook. And he was told by restaurant after restaurant, we don't hire N-words. Said it to his face. He goes to an unemployment office. The lady says, you went through the wrong door. My dad goes out to the hall, looks at the door. It says colored only. Goes through that door to the very same lady who sent him out. She was just telling him what the rules were. My dad went home, told my mom, this is BS. I'm going to L.A. Get me a job as a cook. Comes out here, walks around. Nobody will hire him. They say, I'm sorry, you don't have any references, which is the same thing that he was told in Chattanooga, except a little more politely. My dad went to an unemployment office, this time just one door, took the first job he could get, a job cleaning toilets full-time, Nabisco brand breads, took a second job with a second bread company called Barbara Ann Cleaning Toilets. These are two full-time jobs now. Cooked for a family on the weekend to get additional money and went to night school a couple of nights a week to get his GED. The man never slept. And my dad was a lifelong Republican and always told my brothers and me, the Democrats want to give you something for nothing. And when you try and get something for nothing, you almost always end up getting nothing for something. And my dad told my brothers and me the following. Hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You cannot control the outcome, but you are 100% in control of the effort. And before you whine about what somebody did to you, go to the nearest mirror, look at it, and say, what could I have done to change the outcome? And finally, my dad said, no matter how good you are, how hard you work, bad stuff will happen. How you respond to that bad stuff will tell your mother and me if we raised a man. Now, if anybody has a right to be angry at the world and to call America racist, it is my father. He would not allow it. Anytime we whined, he said, wait. This happened to me when I was a kid. These are your opportunities. These are your opportunities. You could be anything you could be in this country, including president. And, of course, we had a black president who was reelected even though it was a lousy economy. And that same black president runs around talking about how racism is in America's DNA. If racism was in America's DNA, he never could have gotten elected. Ask white people in the 50s, would they vote for a black president? They'll tell you, hell no. Therefore, he got a higher percentage of the white vote than John Kerry did. It's ridiculous to act as if America remains a racist country. Racism will never go away. You got 8% of the people crying out loud, Leon, who believe Elvis is still alive. That's 28 million Americans. So that's your baseline. You're not going to get much lower than that.
Oh, give it up for Larry Elder and his dad.
Oh, man. That is brilliant.
What a great story.
I'm here all week, guys. I'm here all week.
Man, and again, that's the message that I try to, like my kids, I've had so many arguments with liberals, white liberals who want to be my ally because I'm so oppressed. Right. And I try to tell them, hey, you know, I'm not oppressed, and the fact that you think I am is kind of racist, actually. But I teach my kids that exact same thing. If you want it, you grind it out until you get it. And trust me, when people like Clarence Thomas and Thurgood Marshall were coming up, and they actually got called the N-word through their face, you know, and I mean, it was really bad. When my dad was growing up, when your dad was growing up, you know, those are actual hardships, actual barriers, and they overcame it. So what are you complaining about? Is basically, and I'm going to digress because I'll get on a rant and we'll be here all week, literally. But I love the way you phrase that. I love the way you brought your father into it and a couple of generations. And I'm positive you teach your kids the same thing, right?
Well, I don't have kids, but if I did, I would. I've got nieces and nephews, and I tell them all this all the time. That's why I did this movie, Leon, Uncle Tom, which, by the way, is available on UncleTom.com. All of these people in the movie, whether it's Candace Owens, Larry Elder, Herman Cain, Alan West, Carol Swain, and others, we believe two things. We don't believe that every single problem facing black America can be traced to racism and to Jim Crow. And secondly, we don't believe that racism remains a major problem in America. And for that reason, we're called Uncle Toms, coons, self-loathers, and so forth. And as a result, we're not having an intelligent discussion in the black community about whether or not we want to be in the party that's anti-vouchers. We want to be in the party that's porous borders because illegal aliens, those who are unskilled, pose competition for jobs that would otherwise be held by unskilled black and brown people, and they put downward pressure on the wages. Maybe we ought to be having a discussion about whether we want to be in the party of Roe v. Wade when 25% of abortions are performed on black women. Instead of having that intelligent discussion, we're shut down, we're called Uncle Toms, we're called self-loathers. It is absolutely ridiculous.
It is. And you know who agrees with that assessment? And you probably won't think this, but Don Lemon agrees with that assessment, but not the Don Lemon of 2020. The Don Lemon of 2013, you know? So you see how, and I watched this video. Tucker had a side-by-side about it the other day. And I watch him as, in 2013, basically sound like Larry Elder.
Mm-hmm.
And then you listen to him now, and you see that this is all of this is propaganda. All of this is orange man bad, shovel off all the racist canards onto Donald Trump. And I'm going to digress. That music means that we're up against a hard break, but we'll be right back with Larry Elders on What's on Your Mind right after this break.
800-228-0550. 701-258-0550 are the numbers. Call it up. Got a question for Larry? We'd love to have it.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for comprehensive energy solutions.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk, Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today. 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To What's on Your Mind, July 9th edition. Welcome to it, and thank you for hanging out with us. Brought to you by our friends at Oasis Petroleum. Phone numbers are 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Or you got that Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. You know Buffalo's doing when the storm's coming?
They turn into the...
They run into it.
Yep.
Yep. They run into the storm, the Oasis Petroleum. Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776, extension 1. You can leave a message there as well. And a reminder for you, oasispetroleum.com. They are hiring. And just a note to what's on your mind, we are putting together something big for this Teddy Roosevelt Presidential Library that's going to get built out of Medora, state of North Dakota. We want to be a part of it. We want you to be a part of it. We got some prizes that we're assembling to give away, including some trips. All you got to do is tell us what you love about President Teddy Roosevelt in a video, and tell us what you think about the library and what it means to North Dakota. Shoot a video to Scott at 701-367-2054 from your phone. Real simple. What you like about Teddy and what you're excited about for the library if you're a North Dakota resident. And they're going to notify winners by text. But he's got some great prizes coming together for this.
Again,
so, can celebration of the library coming.
Can friends of the station...
I think you could, though. Officially.
Yeah.
You're good.
That'd be pretty awesome, though. So a couple of things I learned this morning. One, ketchup on eggs is definitely not a good thing. Two, apparently this whole sugar grit thing is a thing I missed. Kevin from Mississippi says yes, and Larry Elder says yes. So now I got to try this now. So, but anyway, but that voice you hear on the other side of this microphone is Larry Elder. He is an author, radio talk show host, just all-around awesome conservative African-American. I don't even know why we have to say that nowadays. But one of the things that I want to do is, you know, bring to folks that would not ordinarily have a chance to hear African-American conservatives, black conservatives speaking, I want them to be able to hear us, because you don't get that in the media. All you get is, you know, it's all one-sided. So welcome to the North Dakota Airways. What's on your mind, Larry Elder? One question I have for you now is BLM. As a movement and as an organization, your thoughts on that movement and that organization?
Well, it would be difficult, Leon, for me to say it on a family show, how I really feel about Black Lives Matter. It's getting people killed. The whole premise is that the police are out to get black people. The studies show the opposite. If anything, the studies suggest that the police are more hesitant, more reluctant to pull the trigger on a black person than on a white person. The last 50, 60 years, according to the CDC, the percentage at which the police have killed blacks has declined 75%, while the percentage at which the police kill whites has pretty much flatlined. And the police are 2.5 times more likely to shoot and kill a black person. But consider the crime rate in the black community. A young black man, Leon, is 8 to 10 times more likely to be a victim of a homicide than a young white man. That's why the police are there. The number one problem facing this country is not racism. The number one problem facing this country in America is a large number of kids who are raised without fathers. And forget about Elder. Barack Obama once said a kid raised without a father is 5 times more likely to be poor and commit crime, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 20 times more likely to end up in jail. Now, the question is, how have we gone from 25% of black kids being born outside of wedlock in 1965 to 70% now? You're not going to tell me that America is more racist now than it was in 1965. That, therefore, the proliferation of kids being raised outside the family has nothing to do with racism and has everything to do with the welfare state that, in my opinion, has incentivized women to marry the government and allowed men to abandon their financial and moral responsibility. I say this. Right now, we have this coronavirus vaccine, the vaccine hunt. Let's assume we develop a vaccine to get rid of racism. Would the remainder major problems facing the black community still be there? We still have a 50% dropout rate in our indie cities. We still have 13 high schools in Baltimore where 0% of kids can do math at grade level. Would 70% of black kids still be raised outside of marriage? Would 25% of young black men living in the inner city have records, either arrested, in jail, on parole, or on probation? If the answer to those questions are yes, I suggest that looking for racism and its eradication will not solve these problems.
Well, I got to tell you, Larry, you're stating that, and Leon and I look like two bobbleheads in here. We're just like, yep.
Dude, he's spot on.
I know. Yep.
And again, I make these same arguments because of folks like Larry Elder. Most of the time, people have never even heard those stats. All they hear is, again, I'm looking at a couple of different news channels here, MSNBC and CNN and All those, you never hear that point of view. One of the things that I talk about a ton is the fact that we have self-imposed roadblocks in our community. And until we start looking at a little introspection, that's all I'm asking for. Just kind of look at what we can do to remove these self-imposed roadblocks. And that's where the healing starts. That's when we start growing.
Absolutely, and if I disagree with you, is it okay that we have a respectful disagreement without me being an Uncle Tom and a sellout? Look, what about the facts? Last year, according to the Washington Post, there were 9 black people shot and killed by the police. They were unarmed. There were 19 white unarmed people shot and killed by the police. I defy your audience to name one unarmed white person shot and killed by the police, because the media does not care. It doesn't fit the script. The script is white cops out to get black people. If it's a black cop shooting a black person, you don't hear anything about it. But if it's a white cop shooting a black person, oh my God, in comes Don Lemon, in comes Van Jones, in comes CNN, yep, in comes MSNBC, hee-haw. But when it's the other way around, it doesn't matter. I was in Fresno a couple of years ago. We have an affiliate there, and a white guy, 19 years old, driving erratically, police follow him into a gas station. He gets out. They say, show me your hands, show me your hands. He makes a gesture that looks as if you might have a gun. They waste him. A one-day story. He was white. Nobody cared. And I'm not saying it was a bad shooting or a good shooting. My point is how the media was indifferent. Had that been a black person, we'd know his name. He'd be up there with Eric Garner and Freddie Gray and Tamir Rice and the other people who have been killed by the police. And the argument has been that they were killed because of racist police. But it was a white person. They don't care. 500 white people were killed by the police last year. 250 black people. The police killed twice as many whites. They killed at least as many unarmed whites, if not more, every single year. Nobody cares. It's ridiculous.
And
when I say it's getting people killed, it's getting people killed this way. Because the police are pulling back because they're afraid of being accused of racism. Crime going up in Chicago, crime going up in New York, crime going up in Baltimore. And it causes young black men to be confrontational. After all, if you are taught that the police are going to harass you, if not hurt you, and you're pulled over, why wouldn't you be defensive? Why wouldn't you be anxious? Why wouldn't you be confrontational? So you're getting people killed.
Right. Larry, a dear friend, we got about a minute left. Just a quick thing on backing up to the word oppression. A dear friend of mine, very successful, came out of Pittsburgh, out of the projects, you know, worked his way through Pitt. Great African-American brother of mine. We were in each other's wedding. I was in his wedding. I mean, we've been best buddies for 25 years, and he talks about oppression. He says that is a self-inflicted mentality that too many suffer from. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And it's driven by the Democrats who want black people to be angry and want black people to assume that America remains racist, because after all, we're the guardians. We're the white hats. These guys over here, these dastardly Republicans, these are racist. Never mind the racist Republican, the racist Democrat past, which I explore in my documentary. Democrats opposed the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment. Democrats founded the KKK. I could go on and on and on.
Hey, Larry, oh, man, I could talk to you all day. Do you have one more segment in you?
I got one more segment in me.
Good deal. We'll be right back with Larry Elders. What's on your mind right after this message?
Numbers to call 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We'd love to hear from you on what's on your mind.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 B emissions compliance. It's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Labor Department just releasing its weekly jobless claims report. Initial claims totaled 1.3 million last week. That was 99,000 fewer than the week before.
The number of new claims keeps going down. But continuing claims are totaling still over 18 million. States with the biggest increase in first-time claims last week included Michigan, Indiana, and Texas. The biggest declines were in Oklahoma, Florida, and Maryland. Newly released transcripts show George Floyd told Minneapolis police officers he couldn't breathe more than 20 times before he died. The documents from the department's body cam footage confirming Floyd's interactions with officers when one of the officers, who now faces a murder charge, knelt on his neck for nearly 9 minutes. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is What's On Your Mind.
Brought to you by our friends at North Dakota CES. North Dakota building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. Boy, big deal out west. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years together. You can build a better tomorrow. Good jobs, stronger communities, keep electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Message from North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions, NDCES, on What's On Your Mind, where Leon Francis and I are chatting with Larry Elder on What's On Your Mind.
Larry Elder? I mean, man, that's awesome. But before we get into Uncle Tom, I got a question for you. So I saw that, and obviously you're familiar with the 1619 Project.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw that Oprah Winfrey and Lionsgate are collaborating to push out some movie, I guess. How do you feel about that?
I feel about the 1619 Project about the way I feel about Black Lives Matter, maybe even a little worse. I just now tweeted some things that the creator of the 1619 Project, her name is Nicole Hannah Jones or something like that. She wrote an essay. She wrote a letter to the editor in 1995 to a Notre Dame newspaper and said the most horrific things about white people, descendants of Hitler. They're putting drugs in the black community, putting guns in the black community. Just hideous, hideous stuff. And if a white person said that about a black person, I mean, they'd be in jail. But here, this woman is making these hateful things about white people, and she is the creator of the 1619 Project, the lead essayist for the New York Times, and got a Pulitzer.
And was proven wrong. I mean, her facts are demonstrably wrong.
And substantial pieces of the piece, and she's still got a Pulitzer.
And I saw somewhere that her little project is being rolled out into schools and different places, and I'm like, wait a minute. What?
One of the things I do in my movie, Uncle Tom, which is available again on UncleTom.com, is a guy in there named Bob Woodson has put together a consortium to deal with the 1619 Project, and the consortium is called the 1776 Project, talking about how black people responded to these conditions and how they overcame these conditions in order to address this ridiculous 1619 thing, which, of course, is just setting everything up for reparations, which is the extraction of money from people who were never slave owners to be given to people who were never slaves.
You can't make it up.
However, when I get my check, I intend to cash it.
I've been struggling with that. I'm like, well, if they give me a check, what?
If you're supposed enough to give me a check, I'm smart enough to catch it.
You're right. We have a David Minot with a question for you, Larry. But I just want to say, I've been following Bob. I have, like, everywhere I go, I try to wear my 1776 shirt just so folks will ask me about it. Because the one thing that I think we need to do is have a campaign to combat all of this misinformation that we're... I talk to some black kids, and they quite literally believe this stuff. They tear up. I mean, and I'm like, just, you know so much. That just is not true. It's like the whole...
One of the things, too, about this thing that almost nobody ever talks about, the assumption is that because the black people were taken here as slaves, labor for free, all this money is owed to black people. Now, remember, they were taken out of Africa, sold in mass as slaves. They were going to be slaves either in Africa or in America.
Right.
They had a rough life no matter what.
Right. Dave out in Minot, what's your question for Larry Elders?
So I love watching you on Fox News, and I just think you're a great American. But my question is, I was born and raised in North Dakota, and nobody refers to me as a Norwegian American or a Swedish American or a Dutch American, which are all in my background. So why are Leon and Kevin and so many people referring to you as an African American? Were you born in Africa?
Well, it's a great question, David. I have never, ever used the term African-American unless I'm quoting somebody else. I don't use the term because I think it's a BS term. I'm born and raised in America. I'm an American who is black. I'm not an African-American. I once asked an L.A. Times editor why it is that he refers to people as African-American in one sentence, and the next sentence referred to them as black. I said, are you mixing it up so people don't get bored? And he said, well, what's your background? He said, well, I'm from here. I said, where are your parents from? Where are your parents' parents? They're from Russia. I said, okay, how come you're not a Russian American?
Yep.
I said, drop the hyphen. Don't need it, don't want it.
Yep.
Yep. Very appreciative of that answer. Yeah, that's a great answer.
And Dave, for context purposes, when I say African American or black, I just want folks to understand
because we're on the radio.
That we're on the radio, and sometimes that doesn't come across, because we don't do the whole code switching thing,
Well, I just think you can say black American. White or black?
Leon, check out a YouTube video of Smokey Robinson, Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. He did about a 9-minute rant on why he doesn't like being called an African American. It's spectacular. I played part of it on my show from time to time.
I will do that. Dave, out in Roulette, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Dave.
Well, listening, I find this very interesting. And, I really love African-American actors and actresses. In fact, my favorite African-American actress is Charlize Theron.
Oh, that's right.
Yep, she's in South Africa.
She's South
African. They seem to forget that, don't they? I'll keep listening on the air.
Man, you had me scratching my head for like 2 seconds, and then I thought, wait, okay, now, all right, Dave.
Charlize Theron, isn't she white?
Yeah, but she's South African.
Wow, I know that.
All right, so Uncle Tom, the movie, how can folks go and see that tell us just a little bit of what to expect?
Well, one of my liberal friends saw the movie, and he said, two things. I thought it was going to be about you. I said, that would have been boring. And the second thing he said is, I thought it was going to be an hour and a half telling people what to think. Instead, you're telling people they are free to think. And I think that's what people are going to get out of it. And you can see a movie online by going to UncleTom.com. You can also get the DVD. And, Leon, you were talking about wearing that... wearing some a T-shirt with a message on it. I offer you an opportunity to go to UncleTom.com, purchase some Uncle Tom merch with Uncle Tom T-shirt. Be the first in your hood to wear the Uncle Tom T-shirt. Just send it to me. I'll post it on social media.
I will do that. My hood now is North Dakota, though. So, yeah.
I understand.
I guarantee you I can get Kevin to wear one of those. I can get everyone at the station to wear one
of
those.
I'll tell you, after knowing we were going to have you on, Larry, I went on and I did the on demand. I had to see the film. It's brilliant, man. It's I just wish every, and not I'm not talking about certain people. I just wish everyone in this country would watch that.
Yes.
Just watch and listen to it and spend time with it.
The reaction has been beyond belief. There's the movie website, IMDb. There are over 1,000 people have given it a review. It's getting a 9.5, and there are about 300 written reviews. These are the best reviews of anything I've ever seen in my life. And people on the left are saying, I had no idea about the racist history of the Democratic Party, that the Democratic Party was opposed to the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the 15th Amendment. As a percentage, more Republicans voted for the Civil Rights Act of 64 than Democrats. But for Republicans like Everett Dirksen, it probably would not have passed. And people are saying, I had no idea. That's because the liberals are the ones writing the history books.
Right.
Yep, and running the media.
And that is a dangerous thing. I was speaking with a friend of mine about that exact thing, how most of the kids that you see on TV, like those kids that are protesting the Lincoln freeing the slave statue, and have absolutely no idea the significance of that statue. They have no idea. And when the black man is standing there trying to explain it to them, they're getting upset with him. I mean, and this is like a white liberal girl, and she's like, my God, screaming at
you. You know, when you have 13 high schools in Baltimore where 0% of kids can do math at grade level, and 5 or 6 where only 1% can do math at grade level,
right.
Do you think their history skills are any stronger? They probably have no idea. And I said, they probably don't even know enough to be mad at Stonewall Jackson.
Right, right.
Yeah. Oh, it's true, but sad, but true.
Anytime they tore down the statue of Douglas.
Yeah,
Frederick Douglass.
That was Baltimore, I think.
I think it's because of his wavy hair or something.
Yeah, at that point, it's Scotty beam me up. I mean, when Frederick Douglass comes down, everybody comes down. Why doesn't MLK come down? One time, he had a column, you know, in 1958 for Ebony Magazine, and some gay guy wrote him and said, look, I'm gay, I'm in the closet, what should I do? And essentially, MLK said, go see a psychiatrist, which was a prevailing thought at that time. Now, if you want to use today's cancel culture, then we should be eliminating all these statues of MLK, because after all, he was homophobic.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I did not know that, actually.
Yeah. Bring it down!
Yeah, cancel culture is... one thing, give me Cliff Notes version of what you think about the cancel culture that we're currently under now.
Look, if you want to look at history through the prisms of today's point of view, then virtually everybody should come down. Everybody's flawed. Harry S. Truman once wrote a letter to a friend referring to Jews with the K word, and New York is K-Town. And this is a guy who, but for his support for Israel, we probably wouldn't have had the modern state of Israel right now. So you want to do that? You want to play that game? I just now mentioned about MLK. We can do that with virtually every historical figure. Find something he or she said that was stupid, that was wrong, or that was offensive by today's standards. Why don't we just... deal with history, recognize that people are imperfect, it's flawed. You want to put a monument to explain something? Go ahead and do that, or put up additional monuments of people that we ought to be, in your opinion, celebrating. Do that. But to tear down these people just because they're on the quote, wrong side of history is ridiculous. By the way, they lost the war, didn't they?
Man, but truth bombs. I'm going to run truth bombs everywhere today on What's on Your Mind.
Absolutely.
Hey, Larry, one thing I was going to ask you about, when we go back to the BLM deal, our normal guy here, Scott Hennin, here's a great line. He says, BLM isn't a movement, it's a brand. And the more I dug into it, the more I found that out. And then I started digging into what Candace Owens and Brandon Tatum are doing with this Blexit Foundation. And don't you find when you actually look at people that have solutions, they want to offer solutions to problems, they want to have conversations. I didn't find any of that with BLM. I find that when I look at Brandon and Kansas' efforts, so with this Blexit Foundation. Have you worked with that at all?
Well, all I know is I've gone and looked at the BLM website about what we want, and it's an attack on nuclear intact families because, after all, it's a Western patriarchal construct that we no longer accept. If the number one problem facing Black America is a lack of fathers in the home, and this Black Lives Matter movement says that's perfectly okay, in fact, we don't think there ought to be a patriarchal homes, what are we talking about here? I mean, you could not plan it better. If I'm David Duke, and I'm sitting here trying, what can I do to undermine Black people? I'd give them lousy schools, make sure they don't get choice. I would make sure that 25% of the women of abortions are on Black women.
All right.
I would make sure that Black people are constantly whining about racism.
Larry Elder, What's on Your Mind? We'll be right back after this break.
brilliant.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these upcoming equipment auctions. On July 25th, Piper's will offer an exceptional antique and collectible auction near Robinson, North Dakota, with too many items to mention. Featuring Russell steam engines, tractors, farm equipment, hundreds of stationary engines, flintlock pistols, swords, and so much more. Also join Piper's for these upcoming live and online equipment auctions in Bowman, Animoose, and Steele, North Dakota, Dagmar and Baker, Montana, and Ada, Minnesota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Piper's.com.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, where we have a guest, Larry Elder. He has a new documentary out called Uncle Tom, An Oral History of the American Black Conservative. And you can go and view it. You can watch it now, or you can order a DVD on LarryElder.com. And I'm just going to throw it back to the sage from South Central.
Hey, can we take one quick question? We got one. Conway's on in Fargo, wanted to comment on slavery. Conway, you're on with Larry Elder. Go ahead. Make it quick.
Yeah, this is...
I read a lot of slave narratives. I like to read history. And the fact is that the Times-Picayune State Sighting down in North was running articles about how there's some black slave owners that owned, were buying and selling blacks. The fact that most people don't realize that in slave days, there's white slaves, there's black slaves, Indian slaves. Everybody was owning each other. It wasn't just a black being owned by white, but blacks being owned by other blacks. And this all happened in the South. The hair is rarely
covered.
I don't know how many people
Well, you're right about that. There were black slave owners. And, in fact, the first legally declared slave owner was a black man. He went to court to make sure that the guy that he thought was a slave who ran away would return to him. And believe it or not, this is before America became America in the colonies, a crown court ruled that this black man was entitled to this black slave. Yeah, the unfortunate thing is that slavery has been part of human history. Africans enslaved Africans, Asians enslaved Asians, Caucasians enslaved Caucasians. In fact, the Muslim Barbary pirates enslaved more Caucasians than European and Arab slavers took out of Africa. So it's been part of all human history. If you want reparations, checks are going to be flying all over the place.
Yep. Hey, Mr. Elder, why don't you take us out by plugging your movie there.
You can see the movie by going to UncleTom.com. By the way, it did twice the opening weekend revenues that Bowling for Columbine did, which became the fifth highest grossing political documentary of all time. Wow. And I've been interviewed by BBC, Australia, Sweden. I've not been interviewed by any of the major film critics in America. Not one.
Not one. Isn't that sad? One. Wow.
That is unreal.
It's a brilliant film, Larry.
Larry Elder. And I have been pumping this movie. So if you haven't seen it, if you're not a believer, be like Kevin.
Yeah, I had to see it.
Kevin had to see it for himself. So go to LarryElder.com, Larry Elder, all one word, .com. Right there you can click on the watch now or on demand and DVD. Thank you, Larry Elder.
UncleTom.com. Thanks a lot, guys.
Not
a problem. Thanks again. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That dude is awesome, man.
I've got at least half a dozen text messages here. What a great show. Great. I mean, just.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, we'll learn more. Read his book. Watch the film.
You know who another great dude is?
Oh, yeah. Talking Jim the Flagpole Guy.
Jim the Flagpole Guy. Love this dude. I love this dude.
Hey. Hello, everybody. Gal Dinger. I wanted to say hi to Larry Elder. I'm a big fan of his. You know, truth does exist. I'm surrounded by truth all the time by great patriots. There's good people that put in flagpoles. You know, guys, I'm just so happy. And I'm so happy for their patience with us because, you know, we've had a pretty good response, kind of an overwhelming response. And I'm just so happy to report that we have a team that's just awesome. We now have Mr. Phillip, Miss Annie, Miss Tamara, their seamstress, data input, and installer. They're all helping me. We're growing. We're going to be able to serve the public better. And we're just so happy that we could be in this country and be in this situation that actually America might have needed a little waking up here. And I think I see a good awakening, and people are doing the right thing. They're seeking truth, and some people are. There's a lot of people out there that love America, you know, guys.
Listen to that, Jim, and compare that to what you hear in the media. Like everybody hates America. Oh, God, it's horrible. This and that. And then you got somebody like Jim that comes on, and you can hear the pride in his voice, man.
Yeah,
he loves America.
And he can't put up flags on flagpoles fast enough. It's just phenomenal.
Yep.
And the work he does, and if you've seen some of them, I mean, the big ones, the big flags that he's done, even down to the yard front flags, is nothing but quality. You're a great American, Jim. You know we love you, brother.
Thank you, and I want to tell everybody more about how we're growing and how we're more able to help people now, and our equipment is better than ever, and we're going to just be totally, totally there for generations to come. We're not building this for just today. It's going to be tomorrow. Thank you. God bless you all. God bless America. Keep the faith, everybody. You're doing good, America. Love you.
Good deal. We need that, man. We need that message. Jim, I want him so busy, he can't even take phone calls from us anymore.
Well, you want that, you got to go to ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com, or give him a call, 701-571-FLAG, quality made in the USA. flagpoles and flags installed by the A-team on your flagpole with Jim and the flagpole guys and the girls, too. Thanks, Jimbo. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Good deal. So on the other side of this break, we got a little open phone time. I saw that the Supreme Court said no to all those slimy liberals trying to get their grubby mitts on Donald Trump's tax return.
Oh, is that so?
I'm going to look at that through the break, and we can talk about that. But I really want to one parting thing about Larry Elder and his book, Dear Father, Dear Son, I think is crucial to young males nowadays. And I'm going to touch on that when we get back. See, you don't only get grits and gumbo from me. You get a little common sense every now and then. We'll be right back. What's on your mind right after this message?
And Senator John Hoeven coming up at 10:30. Get your questions ready for Senator Hoeven on What's on Your Mind.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a Splash Pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.